Yeah, I got a question. Does Barry Manilow know that you raid his wardrobe?
Give you the answer to that question, Mr. Bender, on Saturday. Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
You know that's true. It's another one of our totally 80s weekends on KEZK. It starts at 5 this afternoon with Van. Lance, I thought it might be interesting to go through what a typical day might look like for us. Now, we were busy people back then. Yeah. A typical Friday or Saturday for me, anyway, in the 80s, since it's summer. I may have been working one of the many part-time jobs I had back in the day, one of which was at National Supermarket.
Oh, yeah, that was on my list, too.
The one at 141 in Manchester. Great big beautiful glass windows there.
Yeah, they face north.
That's right, where I was a bagger. Perhaps it was the summer job I had at Camelot Records at Chesterfield Mall.
Oh, man. Did I learn so much by reading album sleeves in Camelot music?
If only there were a picture of me back in the day. God knows what I was wearing. Or perhaps the job I had as a clerk in the men's department at Grandpa Pigeon's. When people forget they had a men's department.
The men's department, was that pretty close to the jewelry slash music department at Grandpa
Pigeon's? It pretty much consisted of selling Dickies. You know, that was it. Then a night out with friends. Perhaps it started with dinner, Lance.
I actually had Noggles, which was the
Noggles is another one. Or if I felt like a nice steak, how about Bonanza? Bonanza may have been a place we would stop.
I forgot about Bonanza.
The restaurants always had a little lobby with an arcade. I may have played a game of Galaga or Frogger. Just to get the reflexes ready for a night out.
Sure. Now, you know, before a night out in the 80s, you had to go get some cash, which meant you probably went to the ATM at, you know, like maybe Boatman's.
Yeah. I did bank at Boatman's.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And Santerre. Which I believe was after Boatman's.
Now, once you picked up that cash at Boatman's, did you hightail it for your Friday night out at Lynn Dickey's at Union Station?
It could have been Lynn Dickey's. For me, I may have started at a place called the Big Apple, which it was the rare dance club, Lance, in a suburban strip mall next to a tire shop. Then it was off to get serious. So we'd start at the Big Apple, and then perhaps off to Brio at Westport.
I left that off my list. That's a good one. Yeah.
Brio or 64 West, which we mentioned earlier. And
Did you ever go over to Collinsville, to Panama Jack's?
We did not.
Okay.
Unless I went with you at the time. It could have been.
It could have been.
And then any evening out, we would always have to end it with the Shoney's Breakfast Bar. It was quite a decade, wasn't it?
It sure was. And you know, there was nothing better than driving home with the cranked up sounds of 1380 Kegel.
Well, I was going to say, you know, and one of my jobs later in the decade was as a part-time board op at 1380 Kegel and 106.5 KWK.
Yeah, but don't leave out the time you were a parachute pants model at Oak Tree.
I may have been DJing at the Animal House as well.
Driving you to work, it's Greg Hewitt on 102.5 KEZK.